Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
This week's Aging Today question is, does the nightly news accurately represent the participation of older Americans in social movements? Thanks to Dina Rollinger, professor of sociology, for this week's script. No, television does not always accurately represent the participation of older Americans in social movements. For example, although half the individuals attending Tea Party events were 50 or older, they were almost never featured in news stories. The underrepresentation of older Americans' political participation is even worse when we consider demographics, such as gender and race. Older women, for example, are rarely included in news coverage of the women's movement. Similarly, older women of color are almost completely absent from news coverage. This is true even when stories focus on the civil rights movement and the immigrant rights movement. Social scientists argue that underrepresenting the participation of older Americans in social movements is problematic because it reinforces the stereotype that their participation in politics is limited to voting.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.